Laudetur Jesus Christus. Praise be Jesus Christ. You're listening to the Abbot Circle podcast, presented by the Norbertine Canons Regular of St. Michael's Abbey.
He has not come to bring peace, but the sword. As he said, we don't need anyone to tell us that many times the people closest to us can be the greatest cause of suffering. Shall I blaspheme? Shall I call our Lord a liar? Truth himself? And yet, didn't he say after the resurrection what I will repeat in his person and say to you before communion? Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. What did he come to earth to bring and accomplish by his resurrection, if not reconciliation, redemption, and peace, of which he also ascended and then sent the Spirit to breathe peace into us? What's going on here? He has not come to bring peace, but the sword. Then this must be the Lord that speaks to the minds of those that expect an earthly peace. No, he did not come to bring that, as he said. Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. For the world's peace is suffering. It is selfishness and sin, not peace. What is the peace that he comes to bring? Let us listen to my dearest Therese tell us, as she told her sister Celine. Keep in mind, she wrote this as a 16-year-old girl. The sword that brings sanctity. Celine, let us make use of Jesus' preference, which has taught us so many things in so few years, and let us neglect nothing that can please him. Let us be adorned by the sun of his love. This sun is burning. Let us be consumed by love. St. Francis de Sales says, when the fire of love is in a heart, all the furniture flies out the windows. Oh, let us allow nothing, nothing in our heart except Jesus. Let us not believe we can love without suffering much. Our nature is our riches, our means of earning our bread. It is so precious that Jesus came on earth purposely to take possession of it. And still we would like to suffer grandly. Celine, what an illusion. We'd never want to fall. What does it matter, my Jesus, if I fall at each moment? I see my weakness through this, and this is a great gain for me. You can see through this what I can do, and now you will be more tempted to carry me in your arms. Then I'm not going to be disturbed, but I shall always stretch out my arms, suppliant and filled with love. I cannot believe that you would abandon me, my Jesus. It was when the saints were at the feet of our Lord that they encountered their crosses. Now listen here. This next part is what makes this young lady already a doctor of the church in her understanding. Sanctity does not consist in saying beautiful things. It does not even consist in thinking them, in feeling them. It consists in suffering, and suffering everything. Sanctity, we must conquer it at the point of the sword, and we must suffer. A day will come when the shadows will disappear, and there will remain only joy, inebriation. Let us profit from our one moment of suffering. Let us see only each moment. A moment is a treasure. One act of love will make us know Jesus better. It will bring us closer to him during the whole of eternity. Those are the words of 16-year-old Therese. So then the sword he has brought is acceptance and perseverance through suffering by which we conquer and accept suffering so that we can have true peace in knowing its value as a proof of love. Who will help us not only keep these things in our mind and heart, but who will help us to live them by a fiat each day and each moment? She is our mother, my brothers, and our spouse. She has brought us here again, and she must feed us with life and heaven himself so that we have the strength to use the sword and to accept our sufferings and prove our love and so have peace. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Behold, I make all things new.
Thank you for joining us on the Abbot Circle podcast. May God bless you.